Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. How is everyone doing today? It is a beautiful first day of the week. It was supposed to rain today, but it has not, which I think is great. I did not want to have to deal with the rain, but it's wonderful. I'm glad to be here, glad to be alive. Just happy, period. Anybody else happy? You know, it's been a wonderful experience. Just waiting for the Most High to give us the next instructions on what we need to do next. You know, and got a lot of feedback from the class yesterday. A lot of people were able to talk to me yesterday. And from that fiasco yesterday, we have made some changes. I will probably be announcing this all the way through the class, but we are going to change the structure of the class because we have a lot of people who are very dissatisfied. They called in for something, they got something else. So what we're going to do from now on, and I'll probably make this announcement again, you know, we're going to lock the class out. We're going to give everybody from 3:30 to 4 to be able to call in and be a part of the class because some people are calling in at all times during the class section and disrupting the way we present and when that ding, that bell goes off. So we're going to give you from 3:30 to 4 to call in, and then we're going to lock the class out so that we can do a class in peace without any more drama like we had yesterday. If you happen to be in the classroom while we're teaching and you get knocked out, we'll give you a number where you can call and let us know you was knocked out, and we will unlock it for you to come back in. Hopefully we won't have to do that. That way we can kind of control all of the stuff that goes on, because I think the reason why we're going through this is because a lot of people feel like we have no control over the class. And I don't ever want that to ever happen again, what happened yesterday. So that's what we're going to do. People who don't make the class on time, you just have to listen to the podcast or, you know, the YouTube clip that we put up. And we did put up about 3 yesterday or this morning. We have one more we need to put up. I was going to put up 4, but it has to be redone because of the way that it formatted. It didn't format correctly. So we'll be doing that to this evening. And then the other ones that I was going to put up after we heard the report, the Edomites upset about they're monitoring everything for anti-Semite stuff, we just decided not to put those up at all. So we're up to date, so we don't have to play catch-up. So next week when we have our class on the Sabbath day, we will be doing it that way. And I think that's the best way to do it. That way we can eliminate all of the other stuff because we can't keep doing this. I mean, it's just, you know, it's madness to keep doing the same thing and expect different results because it's not clicking. So the best way to make it click is to do it this way. You know, and it won't be any drama, anything of that sort, you know, and we can kind of have a little bit more control over it because we do better when everybody can talk and everybody can express themselves without it going the way it went yesterday. And I do apologize for that, you know, because some people were new. And I guess they said, I'm not calling back into that mess. I was listening to that for 2 hours. You know, even though we express ourselves and, you know, we get a chance to do that, you know, we're going to try to put some sort of control to it because we just can't have it the way it was yesterday. It was just out of control. So we'll do it that way. I just want to share that with you so you know. So next week, when you call in to the class, we're going to give everybody 30 minutes to call in, and then we're going to lock the class out. And that means they won't have access to the chat or any of that. So we'll be able to do it that way. And I think that's the best way to do it, you know, because we're getting larger and more people are calling in, and we have to be able to put some control to it so that people don't feel like, you know, this is just a free-for-all. This is a mess because we already women and we're already doing it, and it's against everything that Israel teaches. So, you know, we got good rave reviews. Some of the brothers was on the classes, and some of them had their own classes, and they came to hear our class, and I've heard really good reviews, you know, that the class was pretty good, and we want to keep it that way. We want to keep it that way. So that's what we're going to do now to make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak. And we can have some sort of format to the class because, you know, and I had a long talk with Malcolm, you know, just like she said yesterday, we need to have you can't come to a college class and run the class. You're going to have to go with the curriculum what the teacher has, you know, and when you can do that, you know, even though people think it's an open forum, it's not an opportunity for us to just take over and do what we want to do. So that's what we're going to do from now on. And I hope everybody can understand that because the larger we get, we have to add some sort of procedures to it, or it's just going to be all over the place because that class can hold 1,000 people. You know, we had a nice crowd yesterday. So we want to keep growing. And as we put YouTube clips out there and blog talk radio shows out there on the internet and people can listen to them, that's what draws people to the class. So, you know, we want to keep drawing people and keep bringing people, and that's how we do it. Anybody else have anything you want to discuss today? You know, because I don't have a whole lot. I mean, I know, let me tell you this. I was completely pissed, and I mean pissed. Sister LaVia sent me a YouTube clip of a man in New York City on a subway. And this man, young man, drop kicked an elderly woman, 78 years old, in the face with his foot. He kicked her about 6 times. They have this on YouTube. And if you want to look at it, and I advise you against it because I was pissed. I mean, I'm telling you, it brought out the old me. I'm like, oh, no, they need to do something about him. But if you want to look at it, all you got to do is Google or YouTube, man kicks elderly woman in the face on the subway in New York City. This just happened March the 10th. And I kept telling Sister Lavia, I said, they're going to get him. I said, you don't even have to worry about it. They are going to get him. I mean, he kicked her so hard his shoe came off. And I just, when I was at work Friday, when I seen it, I said, oh, my gosh. I said, they're going to get him. Well, guess what? Lo and behold, they arrested him. They said he kicked, as a matter of fact, I'm going to play the YouTube so you can hear it. They said he kicked her 6 times, 3 in the face and 3 in the chest. I said, oh, my goodness. So, you know, it is, those are the things that it just pissed me off. I was too upset. And then he shouted something, world something, and got off of the subway, and everybody was like, oh my gosh. Hold on a minute, I'm gonna get it on here for you just a second. Because I want you to hear this. It was terrible. It was terrible. It really was. I'm going to play this for you real quick. Hold on. I'm going to get it on for you. All right. Okay. Just a second. I'm going to play it real quick. It's only like 2 minutes and 8 seconds long. Hold on 2 minutes.
Six-year-old Mark Gomez of Yonkers kept his head bowed low and didn't answer any questions about the heinous attack he is now charged with, allegedly kicking a 78-year-old woman repeatedly in the head and body that was captured on cell phone video for all the world to see. Police thanked the worldwide community for what they called their tremendous assistance in helping to capture the man seen in this video attacking an elderly woman in a subway car. The horrendous assault took place on Sunday, March 10th at about 3:10 in the morning on the number 2 train at the Nereid Avenue White Plains Road subway station. It was all captured on cell phone video. So disturbing to see a man kicking a 78-year-old woman a total of 6 times. Twice in the head, 4 times in the upper body. Police say no one called 911 or tried to stop the attack, but you can hear on the video several people oohing and aahing. Before the suspect got off the subway, he shouted, "World star that," referring to the popular social media page filled with violent videos. And then he got off the train. In the court of public opinion, subway riders were outraged that no one stepped in to stop the attack or call police.
That's not right what the person is doing to her. She's old and she needs help, and everybody said they're just looking, someone is beating her up. It could be me.
If I something like that, I call police right away, no question about it. I'm not afraid of nobody.
I have grandmothers. I respect women. I was raised by women.
That could have been me.
The charges against Mark Gomez, 2 counts of assault in the second degree, 1 count of assault in the third degree, and 1 of harassment. Police tweeted that the victim was treated and released from the hospital and that she is getting the care, support, and advocacy that she needs. We are live in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. McGee Hickey, Pix 11 News. Back to you, Katie.
I'm glad to hear that, but incredible that she got no support on that subway from anybody. That was terrible. Nikki, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You all heard it. She kicked her in the face. You got to look at it. As a matter of fact, I would advise you not to look at it. Don't even look at it. Because I was so pissed off. I'm like, y'all, this is the kind of stuff that tests you for real. Because I can't imagine. That's somebody's grandma. That woman in the face like she was a dog. You don't even do a dog like that. It was terrible. So they did get him. All praises to the Most High, y'all, and I figured they would. Hold on, area code 540, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to find out, you were saying you'll be shutting down the calls coming in after a half hour?
No, no, what I said was yes. If we're going to have, we're going to start our classes at 3:30 like we normally do on Saturday. And we're going to give everyone from 3:30 to 4 to call in.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking, sometimes on the phone after I'm on it for like an hour or so, it just goes out and I have to dial back in.
We'll give you a phone number for you to call, and then we'll let you call back in.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
If you're already in and you drop out, we definitely want you to come back in. So we'll definitely make a way for you to call back and come back in, and we'll open up the line for you to call back.
Okay, thank you. That was my big concern.
You know, after yesterday, we cannot let that happen anymore, ever.
I agree.
We just can't.
I agree.
And the larger we get, the more people is going to be on there. We can't ever let that happen ever again.
Yeah, it was bad.
So we have to. It really was. It was, you know. But we learned, you know, and this is what you have when you open the class up to the public. You know, you have people with all kinds of ideologies and ideas, and everything comes to play. But in the interim of things, in order to keep order, the best thing we can do is fix it where if you show up on time and we give you that amount of time for you to come in, if you come in, the class is open to you. If not, you'll have to listen to it on the internet. Because most
right.
of the Hebrew Israelite teachers and classes, they don't let you talk. It's just something they don't do. You know, so this was something that we tried, and it went really well for a while. But, you know, like I said, the larger you get, you know, the more people you get. So we have to be careful of that, you know. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a lesson for the rest of us.
Yeah, so that's what we're saying, and that's the best way to do it. That way we know what's going to happen and how things are going to be. You know, but overall, you know, like I said, we have a really good class, and we have a steady group of people that call in all the time. You know, so it is a blessing, you know, to be able to, the Most High has sent the people that we have because we've been putting those podcasts up on YouTube, and a lot of you all found us through YouTube. You know, and those are the people that he has sent, and we have to do everything we can to do to protect that. That's just how it has to be.
It teaches us to check ourselves, too. When we feel that little heat of temper rising, it's just best to just bow out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question. Hold on just a minute. I'm going to open up the mic. Area code 757, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, Sister Yonina.
Shalom, how are you?
I'm fine. I have a question about the upcoming event, the 2019. Did you have any more details about, I remember one time you said the clothing need to be made of linen. Do you have any more information about, like, where we can get, you know, like what we're going to wear?
Well, we've had a hard time finding 100% linen, so we told everybody if you can get 100% cotton, just get that. The fabric just can't be mixed. You can't have spandex and you can't have cotton and rayon together. It can't be that. So if you can find something that's 100% cotton, and if you can get the linen is fine as well. It's just that we have been having a hard time finding linen. Now, some people have had their outfits made,
Okay, so what is it, a full dress or for the women? What, you want us to have a full dress or?
Yeah, dress or a skirt, however you want to do it, you know, and then a dark, really dark blue head covering.
Mm-hmm. You mean like a royal blue, like a royal blue?
Yes, ma'am. Royal blue, as blue as you can, dark as you can get it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have found a hotel, and we're working some details out with that, and as soon as we get those details worked out, we're going to put that on the internet for everybody to start making their hotel reservations, because I think they gave us a decent group rate, you know, for everyone. And the hotel's right in that area, really close to the Lincoln Memorial. So we tried to get it as close as possible downtown where we could do what we needed to do.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about that, because, see, I'm like 4 hours away from D.C.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking about just getting a hotel on, you know, Virginia side and just drive over. But whatever
okay.
you guys come up with. But that's why I was trying to call and find out if we can make, you know, get some definite plans like next month, because I kind of like want to go ahead and finalize it, you know, with the summer coming and the rates and stuff going up.
Yes, yes.
But,
that's why we told them about the latest April, everybody will know what they need to know. And then you can go ahead and make your reservations and your traveling reservations and itineraries and stuff by then for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But I did register. See, I registered when you first talked about it. But so do I have to fill out the registration again?
No. We still have everybody's registration. And once we get everything locked in, we're going to send you a link. For everybody that has registered, we're going to send you a link. So you can click on it, and all that information will be there, the hotel information, the T-shirts, everything will be there.
Okay. All right, then.
All right,
thank you.
So were you there last night, yesterday?
Yes, I was online. I mean, you know, I was listening.
And your thoughts?
Well, it was just kind of chaotic, just put it that way.
Yes.
It was chaotic.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand, you know, I understand his passion, you know, because some things we are very passionate about. I mean, I didn't understand all of it, you know, where it was going. But
right.
I just hope today is a better day.
It is. It's going to be a great day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Out of all of it, you know, we love each other, one another. We do what we have to do. But I think that the way we're going to do it from now on will be very structured, and we'll have some control. You know, and that way we don't have to worry about it. I mean, because a lot of people think that we're new at this, you know, and they call in and they think that, you know, because we say open forum and people have an opportunity to talk, that it gives everybody an opportunity to share whatever their ideology is. And sometimes it does a lot for that, but a lot of times we're on a specific topic. And, you know, like I said, for Israel, I think the hardest part, and I'm going to say this until they carry me away in a box, the hardest thing for Israel to understand is that we are a nation. And they have separated themselves into these culture groups. I'm Messianic, I'm non-Messianic. I'm Torah only, I'm Old Testament only. And from a religious standpoint, or from a belief standpoint, they have separated themselves. And when the nation of Yehuda came about, our goal was, we're building a nation. It has nothing at all to do with belief. It has to do with bloodline. And we have to be able to learn how to respect one another's beliefs, but understand that we family no matter what through the bloodline of those 12 brothers. And we, as far as I know, are the only class that has Messianic and non-Messianic on their life. And everybody says, well, we don't know how y'all doing that. Easy. Because it's the same, we, like Brother Donnie always say, we all came over on the same boat. We was chained together ankle to ankle. They didn't ask, well, are you Messianic or are you going that side? You non-Messianic? No, we all came over into the same captivity and the same shackles on the same boat. And when we leave in, on the same boat. It's not going to be a separate boat for different people's beliefs. The problem comes in is that when everybody wants to try to change everybody else's beliefs, That's where the problem comes in at. And I just feel like that, I feel like this. If you love Yah and you believe that Yah is it and that's where it stops, that's fine with me. I have no issue with that. I don't have an issue with that. You have a right to believe whatever you want to believe. It's like stealing somebody else's choice. Nobody has a right. You have a right to make a choice for whatever is best for you and your family. The Most High gave you that God-given right. It's called free will. And as long as you make that choice for you and your family, I have to respect that choice. And that goes through every facet of our life. You know, and when people realize that you can't bully people, you can't force people, you can't make people, people have a right to make their own choices. Now, we have to live with the choices that we make, and we have to be big boys and girls enough to say, okay, if it was wrong, I made this choice. I chose it. And be okay with that. You know, so I think that that's where the issue comes in at, is because everybody wants to be able to say, okay, well, let me show you my reasoning so you'll be able to understand where I'm coming from, because I believe you're making the wrong choice. And it's like that has nothing to do with you. You know, and it's like this, and I was thinking about this the other day. It's like in the New Testament when the disciples asked the Messiah, they asked him a question. They said, the woman that had several husbands when she died, in the resurrection, whose wife is she going to be? And he said, in the resurrection, she'll be nobody's wife, because there'll be no marrying in the resurrection. There's no reason for a husband or a wife, because at that point, you've made the cut. Now, whether you are believing that or not, this is your choice. She said, but those people who don't believe, when they die, the next time they wake up, they'll be at the white throne of judgment. Now, I see so much into that, because when I read that, I said, he doesn't punish them because they don't believe in him. He don't tell them that they punish forever because they don't believe in him. You just don't go any further if you believe that. Well, you still get to live. You still get to be an Israelite. You still get to do the law, statutes, and commandments, but you only go to a certain point. He said, but those who believe in me, if you believe this, you'll get 1,000 years more to live, and you make it an eternal life. Now, for us that believe that, we believe it. For those who people who don't believe it, they don't believe it. I respect either way you go, because at the end of the day, you have to make that choice. And that's just where I'm at with the whole thing. And that's where people have a hard time dealing with what we're trying to do. They're having a hard time dealing with what we're trying to do. Because one thing I never do, and on purpose, when I read that Old Testament, I never sway in the direction of the Messiah. I read it for what it say. We analyze it for what the children of Israel are, what they've gone through, and our ancestors went through in their travels, and we keep it moving. I don't force that issue on anybody. But for some people, that's not good enough. So we have to make some changes. We have to make some permanent changes, and it doesn't mean we don't love our family members, but at some point, in order for us to take this where we're trying to take this to the next level, we have to make some permanent changes. We have to. So that's just where we are. Hold on. Area code 210, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you, Sister Yaina, and shalom to everybody. And I'm from San Antonio. I call in sometimes and speak, but I call in all the time. Unfortunately, yesterday I was not here because I also attend my local assembly here. But
okay.
And it's up to you. You don't have to, or you can, but honestly, because of the decision you've made, I don't understand why. I do hear that you're saying that yesterday there was a big commotion.
It was a mess.
If you can elaborate just a little bit, because you don't have to go into it to rehash anything. I don't want anybody or hurt feelings. But just so that we who weren't able to be here yesterday, so we can understand what happened.
Well, it was a mess. It was a mess.
Okay.
And it was one of those situations where it turned into a big mess. And it turned into a big free-for-all, and there was a lot of people talking and trying to get their point across. And we lost a lot of people that hung up. We lost about 10 people yesterday, and they hung up yesterday
because
it was a mess. So what we decided to do, and I know that some of you all go to your assembly and then you call into the class, but we're going to promise you that we're going to put those up on the podcast, you know, I mean, on YouTube, so you can be able to listen to them, you know, so that we'll make sure that we follow through and do that, you know, because a lot of people, and then if it's a situation, you know, like that, you know, we'll talk, you know, because we have to be fair with everybody, you know,
right.
When it's a situation like what we had yesterday, it was just a mess.
Okay.
And we, like I said,
I'm
we
sorry
already
y'all all went through that.
We already females. We're doing something that Israel don't agree with, you know, because we females. And, and because of that, we already looked upon, like, and the class is good. I've heard some of the Hebrew Israelite teachers. Some of them have sent me emails. Some of the brothers, like, don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. That class is good. You know, I heard one of the brothers say she got a pretty good class. Things right, but she got a few things wrong. He said, but she got a pretty good class. I learned something from it. So all of the men are not against us. So, you know, we're just going to do it in all fairness and in all love. We want to be able to give everybody an opportunity to be there. You know?
Okay,
so.
Understood. Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
It just turned into a mess, this, and we don't want that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we're going to try it this
absolutely.
Way. And, you know, and so we just have to do it the way we have to do it.
Okay. Okay.
No, so, you, all right.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You know, so we are just going to take it to that level and do what we have to do. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because we have a specific course of learning that we're doing. You know, and everybody has a right to do what they do. But I'm excited that we have come to this conclusion. Well, you know, I've talked it over with my assistant, and, you know, I've talked it over with a few other people, and that seems to be the best course of action, you know, because we don't want anybody to feel like, you know, they left out or anything like that. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do for the good of everybody, you know, because, I mean, we've said this, and the craziness, the madness is, to keep doing what we're doing and expect different results. That's the madness right there. Like, no, this isn't working. You know, no matter how much we want it to work and no matter how much we want people to get it, some people just don't get it. And the best thing we can do is just do it the way we're doing. And then we have actions and course of actions that we do, and we just trust y'all. Because like I said, I've had a lot of brothers, a lot of them come on and say, you know, hey, that was good. I've heard a lot of the brothers use some of the things that we were teaching. And that's fine with me, too. I have no issue with that. I don't have no issue with that. We all learn from each other. You know, so that's where we are. And I'm excited because, you know, the girls have something to say, too. We do. And it's a mixture of male and female on this line. It is. And people can't understand that. They're like, what? I ain't coming to nothing. No woman running. I ain't going to do blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I'm so sorry. Because you might have something valuable to add. And, you know, you can't have hang-ups. There's just no hang-ups here. It's not. So that's where we are. But, I'm glad that they caught that young man. I'm so glad that they did. And like I said, if you don't want to get pissed, don't look at the video. Because I was so mad Friday when I came home from work. I'm like, boy, this is just too much. And this was Israel on Israel. This is black on black. But they put a bounty on him. They put a $2,500 bounty on him and told him, you know, anybody that know where he is, and he looked like he worked in a restaurant as a cook or something in the restaurant. You know, so. But nevertheless, you know, we gotta all stick together because we got a long road ahead of us. And like a lot of people told me today, it don't matter to me who belongs to what or who was whose sons or whatever. We're trying to make it to the wilderness. I just need to know how to get there. That's where we are. And all peace and all fairness. So, you know, it's the love of God that draws men unto repentance. And I'm not angry with anybody. I love all my brothers and sisters the same. But But we just not going to do that again no more. Anybody else want to share some ideas about yesterday or, you know, have some concerns or whatever? Because I know a couple of the ladies, it was their first time, you know. And it was like, you know, I'm so sorry about that. And I do apologize. I really do. Because it's starting to grow. And we just cannot afford to keep doing that. And I'm so sorry. We just can't. So that's the plan. That's what we have in motion, you know, and that's how we're going to do it from now on out. You know, we'll just carry it that way and make it happen that way. Well, from there, so. Anybody else have anything you want to talk about today? I'm opening up the floor. What are we talking about? 2019, excuse me, the Day of Repentance. Like I told the young lady, we're putting everything together. We have everything together according to the way that we told you we were going to do it. We're really putting in effort here to get this stuff situated, and we're asking the Most High to help us to finalize everything we need to finalize, you know, so there is not an added cost to you all that are coming, you know. And we just hope everybody shows up that he has called to show up, and that's what we want. Area code 928, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Sid.
Hey, how are you? Shalom, shalom.
I'm doing outstanding, outstanding. But what I want to say, though, is you know, the only thing that we do, you know, because my kids actually listen to the show and be
right.
Here with me, and I, like I tell them all the time, is that the only thing, the main thing that is, that you have to do is trust in Yah,
mm-hmm.
keep the laws, statutes, and commandments,
mm-hmm.
and do the best that you can, and be sincere and pray, and rest
mm-hmm.
we can find out when we get to the wilderness. All
That's
that
it.
Stuff will be answered then. You know, there's no need
yeah.
for all of that arguing and animosity and all that. There ain't no need for it. No need.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. I'm not gonna do it. I got too much going on. I don't have time for it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna let nobody make me do it either. I'm done with it. Like I said, we found a solution. Because we have to have a solution to the problem, and we found a solution.
And that's how you gotta deal with everything in life.
Uh-huh.
Everything in life, that's how we gotta deal with it. It's calm down, find a solution, and move on.
Push and keep it moving. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%, you know, because like I said, everybody that I talked to yesterday and today was the same. You know, it's time to do something else. Yeah, I know we've done this for a few years, and now we have to structure it differently because as it begins to grow and different people begin to come on, you have to be able to add some structure to it, because when you pull up GOCC, or you pull up IUIC, they don't have all that drama going on when they're teaching. They teach, it's quiet, they ask questions, they go on, and that's the lesson. You can pull it up on YouTube and watch them teach, and everything is in a normal state, and everybody is asking questions, and their questions are being answered, and you move on. It's no need of having all the drama, because that's not what it's supposed to be about anyway. So we found a solution to the problem.
Yep. But just
you
make
know,
me
and,
more
and,
ready.
And,
go
say
ahead.
Again?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, that seems like it's unfortunate. Like I said, for the sister just opened up her mic, because she goes to her covenant class or whatever from her camp or whatever, and then when she comes home, she tunes in to us, you know. But we made a promise that we cleared all those videos out of our archives and we put them up on the YouTube, and now we're right on schedule. So when we do our class next Saturday, it's going straight up on YouTube so that the people that wasn't able to get in and they miss it, you'll be able to hear it. You know, that's why we don't allow comments and all that stuff when we do our YouTube clips, because it's not about your opinion. This is just what we're teaching. You have a choice. You can either listen to it or cut it out. That works best for us. I even took off the the rating, whether you like or dislike the video, because that's really irrelevant at this point. If you want to know what we're talking about, you listen to it, and if not, you have a choice to cut it off of your computer and never listen to it again.
That is so true.
I don't like arguing anyway. I believe in fellowship and brotherly love. I'm not into all that old arguing and all that kind of stuff. I don't even like to raise my voice. I mean, that's how, you know, you get older, you just not own it. I mean, it's just not, no. We're going to find a solution to the problem, and that's going to kill it, and that's the end of it.
And you're so right. You're so right. I'm just ready for the prayer. I'm telling you, I'm getting ready for
Hallelujah.
The prayer.
Hallelujah. Me too. Me too.
And getting geared up. Getting geared up for that. Just ready to go. You know, I'm like, you know, I just can't wait to see what the next day brings. You know,
Hallelujah.
Things are happening.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, things are happening every day. And that's what I'm focused on, just praying and trying to get better to be right and pray that I'm in that number when it's time to go. And I don't care about all that other stuff. You know, you're right. When you get older, then you ain't got time for all that arguing and posturing and, you know, debate. I just don't want to do it.
Me neither. And, you know, when I first came into Israel, you don't know how many phone calls and debates I sent on. They were organized. They were organized. They knew they were going to debate. I've sat in group debates. I've sat on single debates. And I sat there hour upon hour upon hour, listening to everybody expound on the scripture, trying to convince one or the other person that they were right or wrong. And at the end of the day, after the debate, everybody went back to their respective corners with the same belief. And I'm like, we just wasted 12 hours. And you listen to this mess, and it went nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it is, we are a nation, and if I can drag that into you all's minds, we are a nation. We are a nation comprised of the descendants of the 12 sons of Jacob, which means that everybody is an individual with their own beliefs, their own thoughts, their ideologies, their emotions. Everybody is different. And he made us that way with the freedom of choice. And when you bring all of those people together in an open forum like we tried to do yesterday, it just turned chaotic. And that, you know, that we just have to be able to be a little bit more proactive from now on.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It just got chaotic. And the thing is, like she said, it's good to go through that because you get to see yourself and how you communicate with people in the group. And like the girl said, group dynamics. When you're in a group, you know, everybody has to learn as a group how to be a player in the group. And a lot of people don't know how to do that. And you know, this is so good because it reaches into your whole life. You know, we don't understand even the family dynamics is a group.
Yep.
And it's comprised of individuals that have the right to make freedom of choice. Everybody in your family has the right to make the choices that they make. Now, as children, you steer them in the direction so they don't make the wrong choice. But when they get a certain age, they have a right to make a choice. And all you can do is hope and pray that you have given them enough information for them to make the right choice. But as a family, in the family dynamic, we operate as a group. And the team, if teamwork makes the dream work, period. If we can learn as a team to say, okay, Brother Yerushalayim, you don't believe in the Messiah, I do, but guess what, we still family. Come on, let's build this house together and get these bricks and mortars put up.
Exactly. And that's the way it should be. None of all this other stuff, you know.
But it always gets to that point. Let's build this nation. Let's roll up our sleeves and build this nation full of Messianic and non-Messianic, and let's go home. Let's get home. Because that's our goal, is to go home.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you see what they're doing in our home, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see that stuff they were doing over in Purim? What was they doing? Oh, when they celebrating Purim, to them, that's like a Halloween. Over in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Israel, it's like Halloween. They're getting all these masks, all the crazy goons and goblins, and I'm sitting there looking at it going, y'all say y'all the people. And I'm not talking about, you ain't got no respect for the Father. You ain't got no respect for the Son. You ain't got no respect for nothing. I mean, they out here, they were down one street. There was all these women. They had some kind of Batman costume on. And then
like
another
Mardi Gras.
Street. That's what it was, like a Mardi Gras. And I'm sitting here looking at all these characters. And then the religious ones, the ones they call themselves religious, they down the street. Drinking, I mean, it's part of their program because they say it's part of the Tamu where they go in, they get intoxicated, and that's part of it. You get drunk, and I've seen them walking around, men hugging on men. I said, that's where that gay stuff comes from. I'm like, and y'all think y'all going to stay in that land much longer? Y'all got to be more careful.
Well, one thing about it is, you know, that's where we know for sure that we're not going. Not there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most. He's so beautiful in his execution because he's prepared a place of safety for Jacob. That when he's prepared a place that he can tuck us away in while they're still there, pretending like they're the children of Israel, going through the facade. And then when the facade is over, you know, and the war breaks out, it's going to be a totally different situation. But they still have to play their part. And people will be able to look and say to themselves, how is this possible that you guys are the people?
Yeah. I mean, just looking at knowing what we know now, knowing what I know now, and then seeing that, it does provoke you to jealousy. It does provoke you because you're sitting there going, these are a bunch of clowns, man. Everybody got a bunch of goat curls on the side of their head. Ain't no lock, and running around and drinking and I have yet, and I was just telling my wife the other day, you know, and I watch a lot of stuff from over there in Israel. I have yet to see them follow the law and as far as clothing and the way you dress and present yourself for the Most High. I have yet to see a border of blue. I have yet to see the clothing and that's not mixed fabric. I mean, they do all this stuff and nobody calls them on it. Nobody says nothing, which is fine by me. But I'm just saying these are things that I noticed. You don't see none of that stuff. You don't see them. You never hear them say anything about the Most High. You never hear them say. The only thing I hear them say about is their Mashiach that's coming. I don't never hear them say nothing about the Most High at all.
Yeah, but like you said, knowing what I know now, you know, and that's what it's all about, knowing what you know now. Because now you're not that same person that was in church. I'm not that same person that was in church, you know, and we're looking at the whole situation, and we're looking at the whole scene, and all you can do is pray that the Most High deliver us from this situation that we're in right now, because they have to play their part just like we do. But we have a place of safety that's been prepared for us. And that's what we do. We prepare ourselves and we get ready to get out of here when the time comes. How he's going to move us, when he's going to do it, and who he's going to use, I have no idea. But I know he said it and I have to trust him. And guess what? Why they setting up the peace treaty? Because that's supposed to happen after April the 9th.
Yeah, sure is.
You know? And they have this new commission set up for the Temple Mount, and they're putting things together for the Temple Mount because they're getting ready to put that temple up there and build that temple up there and do all the things that they're doing according to Scripture. You know, and when they do that, because I heard one of the groups say that the man of perdition ain't a man, it's a system. I just heard him say that the other day, but I'm like, well, you know, these people, you have to be able to see this for yourself.
Yeah, we're going to see.
He said the Antichrist is not a man, or the man of perdition is not a man, Everybody waiting for this man to pop up out of nowhere, and it's not a man, it's a system. And I said, okay, well, we'll see, won't we? Because they show saying it's a man that's coming somewhere and that he's ready to show himself. You know, and now what? But you can't say nothing about that either because everybody got to make their own choice. So it's very interesting, like I said, even just to be alive in this day and time is a miracle and interesting. To see this with your own eyes.
Yep.
It's a miracle and interesting.
That's a big blessing to actually have the opportunity that Yah gave us the opportunity to make it. And I thank you for that opportunity every day because we could have been somewhere else. We could have been dead. We could have been born at a different time and not among this group.
Absolutely. No question at all whatsoever. No question. It's just amazing. Like I said, to be alive in this time, in this day and time, it's just a miracle. You know? And like I said, my goal is to make it. I want to make it. You know, my goal is to make it and to get where we need to get. Because we all going. Everybody that wanna go can go. We all going. You know, I heard some people say the cut gonna be made here in America. And it's like America ain't the only place where people is coming from. They coming from all countries everywhere.
Exactly.
You know. America ain't the only place where we coming from. You know, they coming from all walks of everywhere, from the four corners of the earth. If you want to go, we all going.
That's a fact.
You know, so it's definitely challenging to know this kind of stuff, you know, and to be here to see this kind of stuff at this moment. Hold on, let me get Brother Donia on the conversation. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you?
I'm good. What y'all talking about?
Oh, getting ready to leave here.
Well, you know, see, if you read the scriptures, it says that when we bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity,
what
we have to do is come back to the Almighty in our captivity. That's what it says.
Yes, it does.
That is so true.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, you know, and I don't have no doubt in my mind that we're going to bring a whole lot of stragglers along with us when we go into the wilderness. And he said that he's going to weed them out. Because no for a surety, he ain't having no mess this time. Ain't going to be no nonsense when we go into that land. We're going to have to be a righteous branch. You understand? So, you know,
that's true.
So for myself, I'm praying that I make it wilderness. Why I'm saying that is that we in captivity, man, at any given time we can fall off, you know, fall prey to the society at any given time.
You say that again.
Wickedness sits at the door. When you get ready to go outside, it's waiting on you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Donia, did you see how that woman got beat up in the subway in New York?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. They got him, though. They did get him.
Oh, I've seen that in the subway, in the train. This guy was he's a total nut. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, man, listen, look at what we're dealing with. We're dealing with post-traumatic brain syndrome. Now, I know people say, oh, man, you know, that happened years and years ago, but we never had any work done to relinquish us from that. That was a stressful situation, man. You forefathers and our mothers and fathers, man, we carried that stigma, you understand, you know, with us for centuries. You understand? And so, you know, you understand, when I see these things happening, that's part of the post-traumatic slave syndrome that we've never been able to work through. You understand? When they go into war and they see their brothers and see all this murderers and killings and have to do all of this stuff, when they come back, they get some kind of treatment. They go into treatment.
Mm-hmm.
They get worked on. Although some of them slipped through the thing, but we never had that, man. You know, and so you understand, we you know, it's a break. It's heartbreaking, man, to see. You understand? You know, we even when we look back on our own lives, you understand how much of that post traumatic slave syndrome do I have in me? Why do I raise up and get riled up? Or why do I treat my children in such a manner? You understand? It's a big thing here. You understand? But through it all, Jacob shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's true. Can I put myself on hold and you and Brother Yerushalayim take it for a minute? I have to do something real quick. I'll be right back.
Brother Adonia.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear anything about some guy, white guy, shooting in black neighborhoods up in Atlanta?
No, I did not. Not at all.
Yeah, I saw a video where they got him on video a couple of days ago going into a black community and just opened fire with an assault weapon. He didn't hit nobody because nobody was out, but he did it twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what happened is that's a test to see how we react. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think those things happen, you understand? Just like that little police officer went into that boy's house and killed him. You understand? If he get away with it, which I know that she will, it ain't going to be nothing but then you're going to see more stuff happening in that same vein. We're being shot down and killed and murdered, you understand? At will, man, like they shooting animals in the forest. You understand? We being killed, man. You understand? And these things is gonna ramp up, man. We got 5 more months before the Almighty judge these folks, and they gonna be judged. You understand? It's gonna be a hell of a thing, man.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a rough thing.
Yeah, it is, man. You know, that's why we got to come back to the Almighty, man. And we move, you know, with all our heart and all our spirit, we got to have it in our hearts and in our soul to know, for the Almighty to know that we are sincere about what we're talking about. What we're doing. You understand? And he'll watch over us. Remember, he said he's going to be our shield and our buckler. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And those that don't, man, they're going to catch it.
That's why everybody got to just stay tight and pray and trust in the Father. That's all we got to do. All that arguing and stuff, that ain't mean necessary.
No, we ain't gonna, man, look here. I told a young lady the other day, she said, man, you know, one of the white women around here insulted her. You understand what I'm saying? And when she asked the white woman to repeat herself, she ignored her. You know what I said? I said, that's exit stage left, man. I'm getting away from them folks.
I don't blame you. I'll get away from them, too. When they start doing that, it's time to go.
Yeah, because, see, that do nothing but inflame you. And if you get inflamed, mm-hmm. man, you understand, you're going to do something rash. You understand? And that's, you know, you understand? I know, you know, see, we got to understand, this is a white woman who was talking to a black sister, and she said that she recognized who she is, you understand, which
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to understand, man, we can't do the same things, man, you understand, we can't jump off, what he calls a fly off the handle. You understand what I'm saying? We got to think, man. I'm not doing that. I'm getting away from this woman. You understand? And I might not ever again. You understand? I want to get my opportunity to egg her, ignore her, like she did me. You understand?
And that hurt them more when you ignore them.
That is
so
correct.
That is
you know, so you know, we got to be think ourselves in the land of our captivity and don't repeat those things that got us into this mess. You understand? And this is a mess, my heart. Those things that happened,
mm-hmm.
You understand, over the period of time. You understand how they treated us, what we went through. Oh man, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But we got to remember, man, we broke the Almighty's heart.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Okay, let me get this. Let me open up the mic for this 903, and then you guys can keep talking if you want. Area code 903, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 903, if your phone is on mute, we can't hear you.
Thank you so much. I want to apologize for yesterday. I sure do. It went haywire. I'm sorry. I was one of the people that jumped off the line, and then I jumped back in, and the call was to introduce myself. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I will remember in the future not to do that. Just go ahead and ride with it.
Because
I want to listen. I want to learn.
Okay. Well, we accept. You know, we've come to our solution. And, you know, that's the solution that we have come to, and we just going to keep it moving because we have a journey and a destination to make. We're trying to make it to the wilderness.
Well, that's the thing. I listened to your other program, The 400 Years Verified and Confirmed by Yah Through This Government. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
Okay. Good,
that's what I'm
good.
Talking
you
about.
Know, we
yes, ma'am.
We put some new ones
and
up this morning.
Yes, ma'am. And your song, the song that was there before, you know, you had the lesson. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That song was beautiful. I don't know if you can find that and play that again. It was beautiful. They were singing in Hebrew is what it sounded like to me.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's on the Internet. That's Psalms 121 in Hebrew. That's the name of the video.
Okay.
It's Psalms 121 in Hebrew. That's a beautiful song. That's
yes,
Mother Donia's favorite song.
That is correct. Absolutely. I love that one. They really put that one down.
They did a marvelous job. Yes, ma'am. I don't know if you could find that and play that again. I'm getting ready for a journey.
I have it
here with you. When you get to the promised land, I may not be there because I've got growth. And I don't know, are they benign or malignant? I'll find out soon. And if they're malignant, my Lord, I found a song that I won't play for my funeral. Amen. Psalms 121.
Right.
Ain't he?
You got to trust
yes,
in the Almighty and with all
that's
your
right.
heart. So.
That's right. Hear the brother, don't
you? You got to trust in the Almighty, man. And, you know, and he can revive you. He's the only one that can revive you.
That's right.
He said that when we go into that wilderness, man, you understand, the olders and the people will be jumping around like gazelles.
That's right.
I am looking.
Right.
See,
I've battled it all. I've had what you're talking about. I've battled it all. And each time, I mean, you know, I thought about something this morning when I was sitting in the chair. The Most High said weapons will form, but they won't prosper. So the enemy will try to do all kind of stuff to us. And if it's not your time to go, the weapons will form, but they won't prosper. So, you know, we have to be able to curse it at the root and pronounce healing so that we can be able to move forward. And that's what I do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I do it. And I'm like you, you know, every time something pop up, because we getting old and stuff pop up, you know what I'm saying? And every time something pop up, I call on y'all. I'm like, okay, now, you know, what you want me to do? And he always managed to come through, so just trust him and keep his laws, statutes, and his commandments, and you're going to be all right because by his stripes we heal. And you got to be able to believe that.
You know, remember, you know, I don't know whether y'all remember or not, you understand, but every year, you understand, we'll say, oh, man, you understand, I got this problem and blah, blah, blah. And then the next year you say, you wonder how you got there. How you get past that problem?
Right,
that
was
the one that's going to take you to the grave.
It's a Brother Donia, I remember I called the doctor one time, and they had this little young girl answer the phone. And I said, well, I was just calling to get my test results to make sure. She says, well, hold on a moment. Let me see. She was young. She came back to the phone. She says, well, from what I'm reading here, it looks like you have cancer. Man, I mean, I boo-hooed and boo-hooed. This was back in 2003. I boo-hooed and boo-hooed. You know, and some said, what you crying for? You better get your butt up and go pray. You know, and as I began to pray, the Most High just took and just, he just relieved all of the stress. And when I called back to the phone, and I something said, call back. And I called back, and another lady answered the phone. And she said, what is the problem? I said, well, the girl just told me I have cancer. She was like, ma'am, you do not have cancer. I said, well, you need to get her off the phone because she doesn't need to be the person on the phone doing. I mean, she took me there. I went there. You know, and I was like, after I thought about, like she said, you look back 9 years later and you have to, you know, you have to give y'all the praise because the devil is always going to come at us with something. He always going to attack us with something. All the time, sis, it's always going to be something. But like you said, weapons shall form, but they will not prosper. That was 9 years ago.
All right.
Nine. So trust Yah. And he'll tell you, you know, whether you, because sometimes, you know, the Most High will send somebody say, you know, time to get your house in order. But even with that, Hezekiah prayed. He turned around and went before the prophet got out of the city. He had to turn back around. He gave his 15 more years.
Because we have not been able to commune with the God of our fathers, you understand, and they have filled our heads up with nonsense and stupidity. You understand?
Yeah.
We cannot imagine that the Almighty loves us. We can't imagine.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
He's our God, and no other nation can make that claim. No other nation.
Nope.
If the Almighty had made that claim, we ought to be able to find it in the scripture somewhere.
That's true. That is the truth. That's true.
He's talking about the restoration of a people, his people.
He's going to bring
his people back from the four corners of the earth to enter their land that he gave to our forefathers in the days of yore. That's our God, man. And I trust him with all my heart and soul. I know he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
That's right. And he said, if you keep his laws and his statutes and commandments, you shall live in them. And if it ain't your time to go, then the Most High will do what he needs to do. Now, we all have a designated date, and we know that. You know, but like I said, even with Hezekiah, he turned around and gave Hezekiah 15 more years.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go back and tell me. I'm going to give him 15 more.
Oh, but sister, didn't he regret that though? Because he knew if he had shut Hezekiah down early, what would have happened? Would never have happened.
I know, but it was the fact that he petitioned y'all, like Brother Donia said, the love that he has for us.
I'm telling you.
The love that he could say, oh, all right then, I'll give him 15 more. I'm like, how did he come up with 15?
I mean, why not 25? I'm like, where did 15 come from? But you know, who am I to question y'all? I'm sure when Hezekiah heard that, he took a sigh of relief. Like, you know,
for real.
For years, man.
Yeah, and you know, after 15, that's a wrap. But I mean, at least you know you got 15 more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just gotta love. He loves us beyond anything we can begin to imagine. He loves us. And yes, we're going through all stuff. We're eating contaminated food. We're drinking contaminated water. We messing with animals and steroids shot up with all kind of stuff. And that's why it's best to pray over your food before it go down into your mouth.
Absolutely.
You think those words don't mean anything, but words have power. It said life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Okay.
I shall live and live an abundant life. I shall be healthy. I shall make it to the wilderness. You know, if it's the will of the Most High Yah. You know, don't see nothing negative at all whatsoever. That's what I'm telling you.
Be positive. You're right.
I'm saying this. Be positive about it. Quote the scripture. You said, if I keep your laws, statutes, and commandments, that I shall live in them. And if it ain't my time to go, I need you to touch me. You know what I'm saying? That stuff's still real. Touch. We need a touch. You know, like, I need you to help. You know, I sent up smoke signals, honey, when it got real rough. I'm telling you, they had me going. That little girl had my nerves so frazzled. I think I cried for about an hour. And I was like, oh, no. You know, after I prayed and I calmed down and I called back, the lady said, that is not true. We don't even get results out over the phone. She shouldn't even told you no stuff like that.
Wow.
Right. That was in 2010. Yes, ma'am?
I said, I'm sorry for breaking down like that.
That's fine.
I did. I broke down. I was boo-hooing.
Everybody needs to get that stuff off their chest.
Yeah.
Let me talk about this stuff, man. I'm telling you, I was upset with my granddaughter, man, for what she did. You understand? And I talked to her about everybody. So I get that stuff off me. You understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes, man,
yeah.
we just need to vent. Get that stuff off, man.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you get the feedback on it, too.
Honey, life is too short to be being upset. The Most High want us to rejoice and be happy about our life and be happy about the fact that we know we Israel and be happy about all of this stuff. This is enough to rejoice over, you know, and give him praise, you know, all that. He need all that. He like all that. I mean, for real. So, I've had a lot, gone through a lot since I've been conscious, you know, from financial to health to you name it. I done been there. So, you know, it's like, you know, like Brother Donnie, I say, you look back a few years and be like, how did I make it through that? But it was the power of Yah.
That's correct. That was the one that was going to take you out, eh?
Yeah. When you knew it was over, it's like, Lord, have mercy. But this is a wrap. I know I am done. But like I said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You got to watch what you say because words have power. And they have to accomplish something.
Yeah. If you
just can't speak negative. You know what I'm saying? People speak stuff out of their mouth. You know that. You know. And let me give you an example. The power of the Father's blessing. And it wasn't of us some words, but that caused a war between two sons. That was two nations that we still battling over it right now because. The power of the Father's blessing had to go to the. It was supposed to go to the firstborn son, but the words that he spoke out of his mouth gave credence to those boys' lives. It talked about their future. It talked about their financial stability. It talked about the royal status they was going to be in. And when Jacob spoke those words to all 12 of those boys, everybody is living in that reality right now. When Isaac spoke those words to Jacob, he made Jacob the head over everybody. And it caused such an uproar with Esau because Esau felt like he was supposed to get the blessing. But it was just words that were spoken out of his mouth. That's why you got to watch what you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to watch what you say, especially if you're the parents over children, because you get to speak those things. If you tell the child you ain't going to never be nothing, well, what you think going to happen?
They ain't gonna try to be. They're not gonna never try to be anything. They say, my dad said I wasn't gonna be nothing, and that's what I'm gonna be. Nothing.
What?
But you gotta you gotta say, yeah, man, it's gonna work out for you, man. Just do this, blah blah blah, you know, and try to instill inspiration. You understand? You never know where they're gonna go. You understand? But the more and another thing too. The father image, man, it means a great deal in the home.
Yes, it does. Period. In the home, away from the home, the
woman has
daddy means everything.
Father image, man, you understand? Everybody, every child that I know want to look up to their dad. Woman, too.
That's right. You got that right. You got that right. And what you say, if the scripture tells you, that's why yesterday when somebody said, well, we can't take it literal, but it say, yes, we can. Because when it tells you that the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue, that's literal. That means you got to watch what come out of your mouth. You got to watch what you say.
Absolutely.
I remember when that little boy was when that little baby was at Disney and that alligator came and swooped him up, and I heard it on the news, and I was going to work that morning, and I said, y'all, please don't let that alligator eat that baby. Please don't let that alligator eat that baby. And I don't want to attribute it to me, but I like to feel like I got a pipeline to the Most High. And when I heard that the baby washed up on the shore in a complete whole piece, I said all praises to the Most High, yeah. Even though he wasn't alive, that mother didn't have to see her baby mangled and chewed up.
Yeah.
You know, we got to watch what we say. Just like when that guy kicked that woman in the face, I said, they going to get him. I said, y'all, you make sure they get him. They going to get him. And sure enough, they got him too. They sure did. They put out a bail of, they put out a $2,500 bounty on his head, and they got him. And I said, when he gets to prison, they're going to get him some more. Because that's somebody's grandma. You're going to pay for the deeds that you've done in the flesh.
I'm telling you, ooh-wee, man, ooh-wee. How could you do something like that? So, you know, and he went to work on it, too. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. 78-year-old woman. When Mavia told me that, I said, oh, they're going to get him. You ain't got to worry about that. Everybody saw that. Everybody got a grandma. They're going to get him.
That's correct. And most grandmothers took care of their grandchildren more so than the moms did. So they took care of the grandmother.
Yeah. Can you imagine all them old hardened criminals, like Mavia was saying, that's away from their grandma, that talked to their grandma on the phone? And you can walk up in Rikers Island and you done kick somebody's grandma in the face with your hard shoe? And he kicked her so hard, y'all, the shoe came off.
Mm-hmm.
They waiting on him. They like send him up. You say you didn't see it, brother. You watch something, you don't want to see it. Don't look at it.
I love to see it, but I can tell you.
You would be pissed, I'm telling you.
They gonna get him when he gets to prison. They gonna get him when he gets to prison.
Oh, you no doubt, no doubt. You know they is. They waiting on him. Like send him on up here to us.
He might want to think of becoming a transgender already.
Real tall.
That's
and I knew
real.
He had to stand about 6 feet tall because he towered over the police officer so to the point where he was a big old guy.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he is. From what I've seen, yeah. I've seen that.
You know,
he's probably so hard, man, that he was never going to change. He's going to always be that same old hard guy, you understand, you know, and he's never going to change. So the Almighty.
leg when he get in there. He's going to be feisty in a minute. For real, he's going to have to. That ain't funny. They don't play that about. Now, that's an old lady, Brother Donnell. She was 78 years old, sitting on the subway, minding her business.
That is correct.
Don't even look at it, brother. You watch long if you ain't seen it, because it will piss you all the way. It'll take you there. I'm telling you.
Nah, I think I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, that's one you just need to skip because, you know, you just, and then the thing about it is you don't realize everybody know your face. His face was right there on the they videotaped it. They had his face. They put his face up on a billboard in New York, in Yonkers, with the money, with a $2,500 reward. His face, so everybody knew it. It wasn't but a matter of time.
That is correct.
Your family members have seen this. If you got children, your kids got to go to school and know you have done this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just wicked. People are just turning wicked.
I hope he ain't got no children because I don't want to see no child get punished for his stupidity. I hope he ain't got no kids.
Oh my goodness. No, but we just got to keep it moving because I knew that was going to be judged real quick. You just don't get away with doing that kind of stuff. The Most High take care of the elderly and the fatherless and the widows and all that. Mm-hmm. He take care of them. He don't play about that right there at all.
Absolutely.
And that was real quick. They got him real quick. It happened on March the 10th, they said, and they didn't post the video until recently. So when they posted the video, it wasn't but a matter of days before they got it. They got it. Everybody saw it. The whole world saw it. All over the world. See, well, that's one of the good things about social media. They put your stuff up there, everybody get to see it.
That's correct.
People probably was donating the money for the reward. Here, I'll give you some money. Y'all need to find him for real.
Absolutely.
Woo! Woo! And you gotta stand before Yah. You.
I wish Jesus with him.
Huh?
No. I said I wouldn't trade places with him. I know my situation is not as it should be, but it's definitely not as bad as that. Disrespectful.
Yeah. And guess what y'all gonna do? Since he gonna tell the angel rewind the tape, play the tape. Ain't that you?
I'm sorry for laughing. I can't keep a straight face on that one.
He is. He's going to tell me that true. You did that, didn't you? And I mean, we all did some things, but not that dog on hanging.
You know, when he goes before the judge, and the judge, you know, she going to ridicule him, man, and then she going to put him in there with some hard criminals.
That's what I'm saying.
They haven't seen their mother.
The judge is not going to tolerate that stuff, neither. Understand? Nope. He gets put in the hard criminal part where everybody's back on Oh my goodness! Understand?
That's what I said. They waiting on him. So as he get through there, and they process him up in Rikers. They all saw the video because it was on the news. They put it up on the news.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be him for nothing in the world. I'm serious. Ooh, wait.
I can't imagine what he was thinking.
But he's getting ready to go through the court of public opinion in the penitentiary. Some of them guys in there is lifers. They doing life. They going to be like, we send him on up here. I remember my daughter got in trouble when she was in high school, and we were sitting there waiting on going for the judge to do something with her. And we sitting down the hallway, and this little guy was sitting out there, and he was trying to talk to her, and she was ignoring it. He started calling her all kind of bees and all kind of this and that. And one of the guys, they had brought one of the prisoners down for court, and he just sat there until he finished. And he looked at him, he said, "When you come over here where I'm at," he said, "You're going to be mine." That little boy looked like his whole world had changed. I said, uh-oh. Yeah, he did. He sure did. I said, So they know what's going on in them streets. They know what's going on up in them penitentiaries. They know exactly what's happening. They know what's going on. They do. So somebody knows somebody. Somebody know that woman somewhere, and they know him.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got family somewhere, too. You got to just watch what you do.
Can't imagine him doing something like that. Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Ain't that much drinking in this world, man, make you do something like that. He might have snapped a pocketbook.
He stomped her like she was a bag of trash. Brother, did you watch something? He kicked her so hard in the face, his shoe came off.
Was it an elderly black woman?
Yeah. She was sitting on the subway, and he was standing up holding on to the pole. I don't know what transpired, but he turned around and drop-kicked her in the face until his shoe came off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's evil.
Yeah.
What kind of fool is that?
Was he a white guy?
No, he's black. No. He's black.
Oh, he's one of them.
He's one of us.
It's that some other brothers that just beat him down right there on that subway.
They was watching the videotape and talking about, ooh, oh, no.
Nah, somebody should have beat him down on that subway. We should have took care of that ourselves as black men before he even got off that subway.
Well, that's what the women were saying, that nobody came to her rescue. But guess what? It's going to be handled. I bet you it's going to be handled. I bet you that. I bet you.
Sister, you know it's being handled.
Huh?
I said, sister, you know it's being handled. Yeah,
he's gonna
jump on that.
He gonna get it. But you know, we have to go through what we have to go through.
You know, Mueller has completed his investigation into the conclusion that Trump's saying, and he sent information to the Attorney General. The Attorney General put out a letter sent to Congress. And it talks about they don't see him that he has committed any crimes, but it does. But Mueller's report does not conclude that he's exonerated. You understand? It's going to be a big mess about that too. But you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what? Mm-hmm. Out of all of this stuff that's going on, you understand? To me, it's like a smoke screen, you understand? They doing stuff, you understand? And they doing stuff on one hand, and they putting out stuff on the other hand to keep us docile.
But do you think he's going to get another presidency? Do you think Trump going to make it to another presidency? You think they're going to let him in?
Here's my take on it. My take is that he needs another term, because if he is not in the presidency, a whole lot of other investigations they got, man. You understand? And his about his sons, his daughters, and his industry. You understand? Campaign finance. All of this stuff is gonna fall on him. You understand? So he needs to be in place in as a president, because they're saying that you can't indict a sitting president. But on the other hand, nobody is above the law. Now, how you gonna have both of them? You know, that's stupidity in itself.
You can't.
Nobody is above the law, but you can't indict a sitting president. What kind of sense does that make?
Because you just can't. You can't do it.
So the thing is with me is that, you understand, you know, we have an opportunity to come back to the Almighty without no repercussions, because they're not even looking at us now.
Thank God. Thank God.
And that's right. God is the culprit for that one.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
We can come
hallelujah.
Back and see, now, here, you know, another thing here, too, about the reparations. The Almighty said that we're going to leave here with great substance. We got 5 more months. They trying to get this reparations thing in. You understand? And our reparations might come after the 5, when we get ready to leave out of here. However time it takes. You understand? After our punishment is up. The reparations might be come right in the same line as when the Almighty said that we're gonna leave out here with great suffering. That might happen with us too. We got back.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. That's all I can say. Is praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Well, guess what? We have come to the end of our show. I thank you all for helping me get through this today. It was a blessing to have people that will help, you know, come to the rescue and to open up dialogue and to talk. And, you know, we are moving forward, and we'll be back here on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to let you all know I appreciate you being diligent, being faithful, coming no matter what. All of that stuff, and we promise you that what took place Saturday will never happen again. We're going to put the fail safe in place and be happy.
Make sure my check's in the mail.
No doubt. We got you, Brother Donia. We got you. And, Brother Yawash, Mom, your son blew that shofar when we came together for the month ceremony. He really is really good with that shofar. We told him how proud of him we was. He did a great job.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I forgot that day, and I probably was asleep anyway.
You probably was asleep, brother. Don't we make allowances for that? You know, we do all right. Y'all know what we got to do. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom to you all, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the first day of the week, and we'll see you on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.